cracking the code on how you can optimize, personalize, and monetize your app marketing and mobile growth efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, hosted by Peggy Ann Saltz. Peggy, a top 30 mobile marketing influencer, 9-time author, and content strategist, brings you her pick of tech, trends, guests, and cool stuff to help you drive growth and create deep connections with your customers. Now, prepare to get motivated and activated with our host.
Hey, hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, with Mobile Group, where I plan, produce, and promote content that allows my clients to reach performance goals and scale growth. Now, we talk a lot about growth here at Mobile Presence, as we should. It is the focus. It is the North Star metric. It's the meaning of life if you're an app marketer. It's what you pursue. But you also have to look beyond that and increasingly at other metrics. You have to know what to measure. We're talking a lot in the industry, for, as a matter of fact, saying that, okay, if this is the goal, then rather than measure just if that goal has been, you know, if that conversion is achieved or not, maybe look at the sub-steps that lead up to that goal and start focusing on the metrics around those so that you're just clearing a path to that conversion. And to talk about metrics, but also what you need to do to understand how to use them, you know, effectively in your app business, in your marketing business, we have today Christian Eckhart. He is CEO and co-founder of Customlytics. Christian, great to have you here, and above all, late this evening. So, you know, you must be quite a lot of work there in your office in Berlin, but great to have you.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Pleasure to be here tonight.
Absolutely. Now, Christian, I have to say, full disclosure, I have you here for a reason, because I met you at a recent event, and I thought, well, I've known you before as well, but I thought, no, this is the time we have to have you on a podcast, because we were talking about precisely this during the session. You know, it was about cutting-edge retention metrics, you know, what you need to measure, how you need to approach this, what are the frameworks? But you do a lot more than that at Customlytics. So why don't we kick off with just understanding this company that you've built?
Absolutely. So I've started Customlytics together with Raul, who's my co-founder, in 2016. And in a nutshell, what we do is we help apps being successful in today's increasingly competitive mobile landscape. So practically, we provide consulting, but also hands-on support for all topics around mobile marketing, on a rather technical level, I would say. So we, you know, we are deeply into stuff like tracking, attribution, but also CRM, general marketing topics, strategy, obviously apps optimization, and all topics that are kind of related to mobile apps, or like successful mobile apps, to put it like this. We don't specialize in any particular vertical. We work with a lot of different apps, from small to big, and in all different verticals. So that's kind of exciting to see. And before the company, we already knew each other from our previous job at Delivery Hero, which is where we kind of both started our careers. And yeah, Delivery Hero, I guess probably most people are aware, is an online food delivery platform or marketplace, located here in Berlin, and we started there in 2013, so quite early on, and yeah, we were kind of the first mobile guys in the, especially in the marketing field, and yeah, we started out, or in particular me, I started out in the performance marketing department, and I did campaign management for the apps. And I think the way that, that I always put it is that we had a lot of money and not a lot of data back then.
I like that when you said that. That was exactly the case. I mean, you've been an app marketer. What was the situation then? You know, it was a little bit like being in a casino, wasn't it?
Kind of. We were briefed, like the task was pretty simple. We were briefed with, okay, guys, here's your marketing budget. Now go out, spend it, and generate, you know, installs or users more so for the German brands. That was the initial brief we got. And yeah, so we went out and did that. And it was the usual story, you know, if you're in marketing and you get a budget, then you better be spending it, because otherwise you'll get into trouble at some point as well. So we were spending this kind of every month, and, very quickly you realized that the way we did it was just super inefficient. And the main reason for that was just, complete lack of proper data to work with. That was kind of the story. We had nothing to optimize on, really. The only figures we had were the amount of installs that were coming from a given source. So we knew that, you know, maybe 5,000 users came from Facebook and then a couple of thousands from here and there, but we had no clue what they were doing inside of the app. And that was the biggest issue. That was kind of the biggest problem that was preventing us from any optimization efforts whatsoever. And that was the reason, it's kind of interesting to think back to that time, that was already the reason why we've developed in this more like infrastructure slash tech area of mobile marketing, because we were like, okay, what can we do to improve this? So the first thing we did was to set up a proper tracking instead of the apps. And that kind of starts with, you know, first of all, thinking about what are the metrics and KPIs you want to track, comparing the different tools in the market that, you know, offer tracking for apps, going to your product managers or developers, telling them, all right, guys, I need something for marketing, which typically yields the result that they say, yeah, maybe next year. and yeah, basically going through all the steps there until we really had a proper like tracking setup to work with.
Well, I like the fact that you're so hands-on, and above all, because you've seen it from both sides. You know, you have the position at Customlytics, which I think is enviable, because you know the market and you can offer a lot of thought leadership around that. And you will be doing that soon. You'll be talking more and more out there in the industry. So listeners, you should watch for that. You know, what you need to do to choose a tracking solution. How do you choose, how do you work with a media agency? What are some of the other areas you're going to be offering some advice on, Christian?
It's basically, I know it's a bit of an overused word, but we try to have an holistic view on things. So that also means actually quite often that also means saying no to, you know, ideas that come up from client side or like suggestions they have. And because we know all the areas around mobile marketing, this is a bit our USP. So other kind of areas we help with is everything on the retention side. So getting those installs is great. And yes, you need a strategy with, you know, your media channels and the mix of Facebook installs and what else you're buying from. But, you know, getting those installs is just the first step, really. And this is a bit of a realization that I'm not even sure if every marketer has had it yet. But the install is, you know, is just the first step. It's not the final goal. There it actually only starts, and then you have to think about retention, because retention, you know, starts with the first app open. So you got to make up your mind about onboarding. How do you kind of, in a very tailored and personalized way, how do you speak to your customer? How do you, you know, make the whole onboarding process smooth for him? And then later on in the life cycle, how, you know, which kind of messaging or which kind of communication with the brand does the user expect?
So at a high level, Christian, and we'll get a little bit deeper into this in the next section of the program, but at a high level, how would you describe the components of, so to speak, the retention stack? We know about the growth stack. We've seen that one. And that was all about getting people in the door. That was acquisition, very focused, upper funnel. Are there some component parts that are essential to retention?
Yeah, I think the biggest part, and it applies to all the different, like there are different stages in the life cycle of a user. I think that's common sense. But one rule applies to all of them when you talk about retention, and that is it must not feel like marketing for the user. For the user, it has to feel like, you know, just a great product experience. And that is, I think that is the one major thing to keep in mind. When we all know that, like, at least I know because I'm into apps, we all know this push notifications you get with, you know, hey, it's Sunday again, why don't you order some pizza from Delivery Hero? This stuff is like, this is not what you should do anymore. probably should have never done that in the first place. So I think this is probably the major thing. And then yes, once you kind of move along and you get more sophisticated with your retention efforts, then you come up with models. I think the most popular one is probably around this whole RFM, recency frequency monetization model, where you create something like baskets where every user falls into a specific basket, and then you go there and say, okay, I have this, I don't know, 8 different baskets of super loyal users, about to leave or at risk to leave, and then, a bunch of more baskets. And then you go there and make up your mind, okay, what is the right messaging or communication that I want to put towards this user to kind of have them reaching some goal that I, typically make up or that I want them to achieve. And I think this is, as you get more sophisticated, this is probably an important component for this.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll be talking more about retention. We'll be talking more about metrics and why it's dangerous to get them wrong and how we can get them right, hopefully with your help and insights, Christian. But don't go away, listeners. We have to go for break, so we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
All right, guys, I want you to come up with an ad for a patented platform that lets you see any company's analytics accounts. I'm talking Amazon, Tesla, Netflix, etc. See their sales and stats in real time. It's called Nacho Analytics. Tim?
Nacho, regular analytics company.
Charlotte?
You can tap into analytics of major companies that don't want you to know how they're performing.
Right. And you can also check the traffic and engagement for any influencer on any platform across all platforms. Tim?
Okay, let us help you grow your business.
Bailey?
So it helps you jump ahead in the concept and development stages so you can build your product better and ahead of schedule.
Absolutely. Nacho Analytics lets you see anyone's analytics in real time. Tim?
You'll be wondering, where has this company been my whole life?
Tim!
Sorry.
Sales, subscribers, and stats, all in one place, and the data is totally anonymous.
Holy guacamole, that's good stuff. Now you have me making puns.
Let Nacho Analytics level the playing field. What will you do when you can lift the curtain on the internet? NachoAnalytics.com.
It passes before it's noticed. A slight rising of the eyebrows, a widening of the eyes. It may be accompanied by an almost imperceptible inhalation. The heart adds a beat like a quiet exclamation point on the experience. Within a tenth of a second, the reaction has passed, but not without leaving its mark. Someone found what they're looking for. Does your website deliver impulses to act? It can. Intended Consequences is the podcast for digital marketers who see their job as changing hearts and minds. If you're frustrated, bored, or in a rut, it's time to spread your wings with me, Brian Massey, and my guests. Find out how successful, curious, creative, and data-driven marketers are making a difference on purpose. Visit intendedpodcast.com or find us where you get your podcasts. Intended Consequences, marketing on purpose.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove and my guest today, Christian Eckhart. He is CEO and co-founder of Customlytics. Christian, before the break, we were talking about, how we moved in mindset to think about retention. And we are thinking about it. We lack maybe the models to really fully understand it and fully map it out, but we're getting our head around the customer journey. I wanted to pick up with, what defines that customer journey? What do we need to measure? It's always going to depend, but have we or have you at Customlytics sort of focused on a couple of key metrics that are going to get me to understand how to engage my users, but also to figure out when they're not engaging and what I need to do?
Absolutely. So I think the shorter answer to that is that in most businesses, there are one or very few, top metrics in terms of this is the actual goal of the business. Very often there is some, financial value attached to it. So this is the case for almost all businesses. There are one, two, or three kind of, master metrics that you want to focus on. But when you go from the top down, there are much more metrics that lead to this or that pay towards that or lead towards that master metrics, let's call them like this. And that is basically stuff that happens in the user funnel. So it's very important for any kind of optimization, but also for retention stuff, that you track and kind of map out all of those steps that can happen in the user journey. Because they will just help you with everything. When you think about the media campaign side of things, this will help you immensely with optimizing your traffic. Because if you think about Delivery Hero again, and that master metric obviously being, that person ordering food or like ordering a pizza on Sunday night, there are much more steps towards that. There is stuff like, edit the pizza to the basket, look for a restaurant nearby. And you need all of those different kind of user events to be tracked in order to judge on the quality of the traffic. Like if you are, as we were, spending a lot of money, buying a lot of installs, then you want to know very early whether a source of installs is, generating high quality users or not. And if you have to wait until that order event, you spend a lot more money or you waste a lot more money figuring out whether this is quality users or not. And if we go back to the retention side, there it's more about using those the exact same events to map out all your campaigns nicely. So yes, we are strong believers in kind of defining this upfront, even before this whole decisions about tools and the technology side. Without strategy, technology won't help you.
Absolutely. And that's what you're doing for many of your clients. You're helping them understand the events, because if you know what to look at, then you know what to measure. You have to understand what is really key. What are key activities in your app? With that in mind, you brought up that point, and I was almost smiling here because it was about having high value users, quality audiences. Great. That's what you get if there was no ad fraud. You wouldn't have to worry about the quality of your audience because it would be A1 all the way. But of course, mobile ad fraud is a big problem. Huge, reading about it every day. I'm working on an article right now for Forbes I'll have about bot fraud. If it wasn't bad enough to have mobile ad fraud, now we got bot fraud, human fraud, non-human fraud. Huge problem, but you're looking at it from a different perspective because you're looking at it as a business problem, not just a fact of life. What are you telling your clients about mobile ad fraud? How to watch it, maybe how to prevent it, or at least think of a way? Because you'll never really stop it. They'll always get smarter. That's clear.
Yeah, absolutely. So mobile ad fraud, just as you said, is a huge topic. There are billions and billions lost every year in marketing dollars for that. And without going into too much detail about all the different types of frauds, yes, that's interesting, especially for nerds like us. But one thing that all the fraud types have in common is that advertisers lose money on a significant scale. And yes, this is a hugely popular topic with clients of ours that do paid marketing. Because if you basically do any kind of online marketing, you will always have that danger of running into mobile ad fraud. And it's also, there's no waterproof way of completely avoiding it. Our approach to this is to reduce it to a level that is acceptable. And that again happens primarily via good data. To give you an example, maybe we go back to Delivery Hero and I'm buying all those nice installs without tracking the events of knowing them that none of the 5,000 installs have ordered a pizza at least once. There's no way for me telling that there might be something off with the traffic. So data again is key to, you know, tackling this problem. This is also what you see when you talk to all the attribution providers like Edge and AppsFlyer. They all try to combat this problem with data. And the part that we find particularly interesting, besides from the data that is, you know, obviously for us also interesting, and we also work with clients on that, is to understand why this problem is so big. And actually, besides the actual owner of the business that runs the advertising and loses the marketing money, nobody really has a motivation of kind of completely getting rid of ad fraud. And here's why.
I was just gonna say that is the kernel problem there, yeah. Christian. So what is a marketer to do? I mean, they are not incentivized, yeah, to really stop it.
That's the fun part. So in reality, nobody is really incentivized to kind of to prevent it from happening, other than the business owner, who sadly is typically the person that is, you know, super far away from all the paid marketing campaigns and only sees the figures from a top level. So if we quickly jump through all the, you know, all the human beings involved in the value chain there, you have the marketing manager that runs the campaigns. And he buys, like, he's that guy that I was in Delivery Hero 2013. He runs the campaigns. He has to show, after defining some metrics and KPIs, good performance of his campaigns. And fraud, this is how it's done, basically. Fraud traffic typically has, on paper, if you look at the KPIs, a great performance, because it's either organic traffic that is claimed, or just, you know, stuff that where the figures are made up completely. So in most cases, fraud traffic looks super great on paper. If he cuts out the fraud, if he would cut out all the fraud traffic, what would happen is that his figures, his performance numbers go down. And then, you know, I know more than one company where the performance of the marketing campaigns is somewhat tied to even the salary of the marketing manager. So this is this is the first problem. Next up in the value chain, we have someone like the head of marketing or CMO, same story there. Performance goes down. He has to justify the existence of his entire department to the CEO, basically. And the other thing that happens when you cut out fraud traffic, as kind of the name implies, is that the overall amount of traffic gets less, because you can only then buy from less sources, and the stuff you buy will look worse. So motivation for the CMO to cut out fraud, not so much. Then we got a CEO, and if he's not the owner of the business, because it's, you know, some VC business, and he only has to prove to the investors, same story there. He wants the numbers to look good. That's the story. So that's the whole advertiser side. And then on the other side, you got the agencies who have kind of the same problem. They are selling installs, and very often they're still on a CPI or something model, so cost per install. What happens for them if they cut out fraud is that the cost per install goes up, because, you know, the fraud installs are like made up by some bots and they are cheap. If they cut them out, then the CPIs go up. Performance on paper gets worse. So no real incentive on the agency side. And then, yeah, I think that's already kind of the end of the chain.
But it is a real problem. I love the fact that you're being candid, Christian, because, I mean, I hear this, you know, off the record sometimes over coffee at events where people are talking about, like, the real, you know, the horrible truth, the hard truth about it. But on the other hand, you've got people, you know, over at P&G, we've got Pritchard over there saying, hey, we have to do something about this. We have the ANA standing up in America saying we have to do something about this. What are you able to do for your clients when it comes to this, Christian?
So we try to combat this problem, I think, as I said, in the same way that all the tracking providers basically do it, by running analysis on the data, by making sure that we collect a lot of data, or like the right data. And then we try, like, in the end, it comes down to us trying to spot kind of traffic that just looks a bit weird, or like anomalies in the data. That's, I think, in the end, that's what we do. So we run analysis, we look at, you know, how much time was there between click and install. If that's, you know, artificially short or like super long, then there might be something wrong. where there's also easy stuff. It's not always that complicated. There's also easy stuff like, you know, the insults are coming from whatever weird country all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Funny story, I had that with, and that leads us back to this whole motivation being broken topic. I had this with one particular source, also at Delivery Hero. I was buying traffic from an ad network that I'm not going to mention now. And in the beginning, everything looked fine. That was also already at the stage where we had proper data. So, you know, I would have noticed. And everything was fine in the beginning. And I think after probably something like 4 or 5 months of the campaign running and looking good, suddenly some of the insults, and that was for the German market, some of the insults were not coming from Germany anymore. And we had an increasing amount of insults coming from Vietnam. And that the way that this amount kind of increased over time, especially with the given timing, you know, of that happening, not at the beginning of the campaign, but after like 4 or 5 months and you're not paying that much of attention anymore, was like, I was pretty sure that this was, you know, staged. And that was just like the network, you know, being like, okay, he's not paying attention anymore. Let's add in some insults from Vietnam here and there, see if he noticed. Ah, he didn't notice. Well, then let's increase. So there was a funny story until a point where I think had this one, like when I noticed, that was obviously shocking. And then I had this one analysis where I had like this map, and then Vietnam was like blowing up, same as Germany almost, with like, I don't know, 20-30% of the insults coming from there. So yeah, this is how it goes. Obviously the kind of reclaimed the money and everything, but still, that is, yeah.
definitely a red flag there. Well, Christian, we do have to go to break, but don't go away, listeners. We're going to be talking more about the data you need to know and watch, the metrics you need to know and watch, and how to avoid disaster. Lots of reasons to come back, so do that after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
All right, guys, I want you to come up with an ad for a patented platform that lets you see any company's analytics accounts. I'm talking Amazon, Tesla, Netflix, etc. You know, see their sales and stats in real time. It's called Nacho Analytics. Tim?
Nacho, regular analytics company.
Charlotte?
You can tap into analytics of major companies that don't want you to know how they're performing.
Right. And you can also check the traffic and engagement for any influencer on any platform across all platforms. Tim?
Okay, let us help you grow your business.
Bailey?
So it helps you jump ahead in the concept and development stages so you can build your product better and ahead of schedule.
Absolutely. Nacho Analytics lets you see anyone's analytics in real time. Tim?
You'll be wondering, where has this company been my whole life?
Tim!
Sorry.
Sales, subscribers, and stats all in one place, and the data is totally anonymous.
Holy guacamole, that's good stuff. Now you have me making puns.
Let Nacho Analytics level the playing field. What will you do when you can lift the curtain on the internet? NachoAnalytics.com. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries into the 2019 International Web Award Competition. Sign up now at www.webaward.org. Web Award winners receive an image plaque, certificate of achievement, higher visibility for your company, valuable feedback from our expert judges, and links to your site from the highly ranked Web Awards site. And winners go to? Well, you'll have to see for yourself. You can't win if you don't enter. Deadline for entries is May 31st, 2019. Go to webaward.org and sign up today.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And my guest today, of course, Christian Eckhart, CEO, co-founder, Customlytics. Christian, we've been talking a lot about the metrics. We've been talking about mobile fraud. We've been talking about all the things you need to watch. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the data. You know, it comes down to the idea that you have to have, basically, whether you want to or not, you have to have control of your data. That might mean setting up your own data warehouse, which sounds like a chore. What are you telling your customers and what are you helping them do?
Absolutely. So I think what we tell customers is that it's probably not as terrible as they think. It's not easy. Yeah, that's obviously what I have to say. but the thing is that it's important with this whole question of data warehousing. It's important to have something like a picture perfect setup in mind that you want to reach at some point in the future. But that doesn't mean that you have to build this, you know, from the get go and then work on it for like 3 years and then launch it. There are actually, you know, evolution steps in between that you can take. In a nutshell, how it, you know, always works is that, we recommend clients when you talk about the mobile marketing tech stack, we recommend clients to go with the best of breed tool solution for whatever they want to do. So we recommend them to go with the, you know, for their requirements, for the best mobile attribution tool, the best mobile CRM tool for their needs. Maybe if they want to do some fancy stuff, the best deep linking tool for their needs, and then set them up. And then basically export the raw data from all those tools into a database, basically. That's already the data warehouse, if you want to call it like this. Typically hosted on some cloud structure. Most of our stuff is on Google, but RBS is also fine. And then once it gets to that stage, there has some, you know, some processing has to happen. Don't want to go into too much detail there for the sake of time. And once the data is processed, normalized, and ideally also stitched in a way that you have one user identifier that is kind of the same in all the different tools, so that you can go there and nicely map the data sets from the different tools for one user together, that you have to make sure during the integration. But once that is done and the data is normalized and processed there, then you put some kind of visualization on top. Tools that we like to use a lot are Tableau. I think that's probably like the industry standard. Looker, which is like a bit the new kid on the block, but also kind of expensive at times. Or Google Data Studio, which is completely free, but also has a bit of performance problems when you get more data in. And then basically build the visualizations in there. And there you go.
It almost sounds simple, Christian, although it can be complicated, but you know, you have the point. I guess it comes down to understanding also best of breed tools. And that's again where you're coming in, because that's information, knowledge that you're sharing freely, which I think is just, you know, excellent for the industry, you know, giving advice and saying, okay, this is what you need. You know, these are the tools. You named a couple. Could you name a couple more that sort of come into your circle of being, you know, ones that marketers can consider or should consider, some of the names, the short list, as it were?
Absolutely. So I think very early on, it goes back to the history of Customlytics, very early on, we decided to not build yet another tool, because we think that the tools that we have, like the technology that we have today, is actually super awesome. Already, it's more, you know, making proper use of the tools. So going back to your question, in the attribution space, I think there are, like, you know, it comes down to four big players, that being Adjust, AppsFlyer, Branch, and Kochava. This is the most common ones. This is basically the ones that use of clients most of the time. In a CRM space, it feels like they are, or in a retention space, it feels like there are much more tools around. But in the end, it also probably comes down to like a handful of tools that we tend to keep using with clients, depending on their requirements. To also name them, that would be Brace, Leanplum, two US players, MoEngage and CleverTap. From India, very interesting entrance to the market. Super Super interesting to see how they kind of develop from a different, end of the market versus the established US players. But those would probably be like the four most common ones that we use in the retention space. For deep linking, we always tend to say that you don't need a dedicated tool if you are not into some like super sophisticated, crazy use cases. If that is the case, then Branch is what we would always use. And other than that, I think that's already pretty much it. Then it's more about connecting and using the tools, really.
And that word connecting, that's perfect. Perfect segue, Christian, because, you know, you have such a wealth of knowledge, information, experience. I'm sure our listeners will want to stay in touch with you, find out more about Customlytics. I mean, granted, you're based in Europe, but questions are universal. You might not, fly over to, maybe you could, it'd kind of be fun, fly over to San Francisco and do some work there consulting. But nonetheless, I would imagine you have global appeal. How would they stay in touch with you? You also have some projects in the works that are very exciting. Tell me how we would keep up to date.
Yeah. So first of all, and also thanks to the internet, globally available, our website. So if you just go to customlytics.com, there you can read actually quite a lot about all the topics that I was mentioning and many, many more today. We also got a couple of concepts I wouldn't call them frameworks, more like concepts that we use. We actually have this mobile marketing tech stack also on the website where you can go there and see how the tools like interact and what we think is a nice tech setup. So that's the first thing. Then for everybody that can manage to get to Berlin next week or is located in Berlin, we are throwing an awesome event on data actually happening next week here in Berlin. It's called the Mobile Education Day. You will find it on Google, or if you just browse there, it's mobile-education-day.com. And we do that with Adjust and Leanplum, so one attribution tool, one CRM tool. And it's all about data. Our session will be named the DIY Data Warehouse. And it will basically be a one-hour session where we hands-on go through all the steps that I mentioned and end up with like a mini version of a fully functional data warehouse that stores your marketing data. So that's going to be awesome. Make sure to check that as well. Other than that, we have a blog that's on the website where our communications and content lady Linda is kind of busy writing nice articles about different things that we kind of work on. And last but not least, we are actually working on a first little book. Maybe some of the listeners know the Mobile Developer Guide to the Galaxy, I think is the full name. It's like a small book.
I know it well. I have several of them on my shelf. It was one of those first. It was just like this pocket size everything you need to know guide. Absolutely cool. And you're going to have some contributions, some sections in there, and we'll have that actually, Christian, in the show notes, and I'll be sharing that later. And I'd love to have you back, maybe quite often to share some of your insights. But in the meantime, we do have to wrap it up. But listeners, now you know where to find Christian, and you'll find him here again in the future. We will have him back. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@MobileGroove. MobileGroove.com is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another episode of Mobile Presence. You can, of course, find out more and earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm. Or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.